Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm Celia, your host, author, family empowerment coach, here to help you have amazing children and an amazing childhood, an amazing life, and feel like a great mom or dad. And why do we do all this? Because we're raising adults, not children. So today with me, I have a wonderful guest, Ariel Turover-Cohn, and she is the author of I Am Brave and Unafraid. And it is a wonderful book. And I'm going to let Ariel actually tell you all about it, tell you about her life as mommy and what kind of led her to write this book, because it's a book you all have to get. So, Ariel, welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast.
Thank you so much, Celia. What a beautiful introduction, making me smile.
Good. Smiling is good. And that's your second book, but we'll save that little announcement for later. Because you and I both like smiling when we talk, and I like to encourage parents to smile when they talk so that their children learn to smile when they talk, because it's a super great gift. So please tell everyone a little bit about you, your children, your family, what you guys do, and then what led you to write this amazing, wonderful book.
Sure. Thank you. So I am the mom of three kids, and they are the inspiration behind the book, I Am Brave and Unafraid. They are pretty much the inspiration, along with my husband, for everything I end up doing in my life lately. It's kind of fun when you follow what your kids are interested in, you end up creating some really cool stuff. So several years ago, my children were suffering from nightmares. And every single night they would have lions and tigers, and it would be under the bed, and we would have to go into the rooms and remove everything so then they could go to sleep. So one night, my daughter was 5 at the time. She's 10 now, so this is 5 years ago. And she told me she's got lions in her room. So we cleared all of them out, and I sat down next to her. And I said, you know, Natalie, you can change your dream. You know, when I was a kid, I used to change what was happening to me. So if someone was chasing me, I would just turn around and look at them, and poof, they would be gone. So I said, take that lion in your dream and turn him into a birthday cake and blow out the candles, and poof, he'll disappear. She said, really, I can do that, mommy? I said, absolutely you can. Just go to bed, try it out tonight. Then I went into my son's room that night. He was 3, now he's 7, and he was having the same problem. And all of a sudden we got all the lions and tigers out, and it was about, 8 o'clock, lights were out. And he said, please, one more story, mommy. And I said, nope, lights are out. But if you want, I'll tell you a story. So he ended up getting out of his crib. He wanted to lie down on the floor, and we pulled a blanket up, and suddenly this story came out of me. And at the time we called it The Boy and the Bear. And I told that story to him 3 more times that night. The next day after preschool, he wanted that story again before nap time. I told it 2 more times. And that night, 24 hours later, he wanted it again. So I told it again 2 more times. And after that last time, I said, I got to write this down. So I wrote it down, and that was the beginning. And here we are, several years later with a book that now, several thousand people have. And it's just, it's growing, and it's wonderful. And we're creating more confidence in more children and across the nation. So it's fun.
Yay. And it's sending out the message. for kids not to be afraid. You know, I feel like there are so many parents that are like, oh, my child won't do that. He's afraid. Or they'll look at them and they'll say, are you afraid? And they're already planting this idea of being afraid before they even give their children the ability to like look at a situation and develop their thoughts on it themselves. You know, they're already like, oh, they're going to be afraid of that. Oh, are you afraid of this? Are you afraid? You hear parents do it all the time. And I try to correct parents. I'm like, don't plant these ideas in your child's head, because very possibly they're curious. They may not know what to think at first, but they may not be afraid. You know, you don't want to start planting all these fears. And I love that your book kind of gives them, give them the brain power and the confidence to be like, I can face this. You know, I'm brave. I'm unafraid. I can go forth and conquer the world.
In fact, one of the things that started happening with this book, when I started reading it to my children constantly, they didn't have pictures at the time, is after a few months, their nightmares actually completely went away. They just didn't even have that. They were able to face them. They were able to change them. And they were using their power of thought to do this. And it really, they started to realize that they can be brave and unafraid in other places too. So then we go to the playground and, you know, climbing up a pole, going down a taller slide. And you're right. I've seen so many parents going after their children at the playground, which I think is one of the first places a child learns how to be brave and how to be unafraid. It's by climbing things. It's by going on a new swing. It's by, you know, going down a pole for the first time. And I've actually helped coach other families here and there, totally randomly on the playground when we see their child so scared. And sometimes my kid will go up to them now and coach the child and say, just say, I am brave and unafraid. I can do anything. And then they'll go down.
That's so great.
The way we talk to our kids, it's the words that we put into their mouth, into their ears.
Yes, yes. And parents really, they have to be very diligent not to plant concepts into your child. You know, it happens all the time. Happens with food all the time. Oh, they're not going to like this. Oh, they don't like vegetables. They don't like this. They don't like that. You know, and they're always kind of determining what they're going to like and not like. And it's so important for us as parents to remember to let our kids try new things and give it a chance. And don't just assume, we all know what happens when you assume, that they're not going to like something or they're going to be afraid of something. Because when you do that, when you predetermine their actions, their reactions, you plant that seed automatically. And they're like, well, mom thinks I'm going to be afraid, so I guess I am.
Developing one's self-confidence, it's under the big umbrella of emotional intelligence, which is something that I'm very, very keen on creating in families. You can notice families as a unit that have a high emotional intelligence. They often get along better. They have less, let's call it, dysfunctions in the family. A lot of times you'll see them doing activities together as a family. They make those things important. They make the growth of what their child wants to do important rather than imposing what they want their child to do. They let their child discover their own gifts. They let their child nourish their gifts and help their child find success in reaching what the child's goals are, rather than saying, no, I was a teacher, you're going to be a teacher too. Or, you know, I was a scientist, you'll be a scientist. And they really try to foster that. And building self-confidence is one of these emotional intelligence skills that it's so important for parents to develop in their child. And one way to develop the confidence in your child is to help provide situations and moments for them to be brave and unafraid, because that will help build their confidence.
Yes. And don't always think, oh, well, if you climb up here, you're going to fall. If you do this, you're going to fall. You know, falling's okay. You know, when you fall, you get up. And that's whether it's physical or it's cognitive, it's a cognitive thought that when you fall, you get up. It's a good thought. It keeps us realizing that if we have mistakes or we get disappointed, we can find a new way to go. We can find a new path. When your children were learning to walk, you didn't push them down and say, no, no, don't walk. Well, hopefully you didn't push them down and say, don't walk. But when they fell, did you say, oh my gosh, well, they fell down. Well, that's it. They ain't walking. No, you picked them up and you let them try again and again and again. And that's what you need to do through life for yourself and for your kids. And the emotional part, if you don't know how to regulate your emotions, how will you ever teach your child how to regulate theirs? The podcast, you don't see it, but we're holding up a little card that talks all about emotions and what you can do to help regulate your emotions.
Yeah, these different emotional intelligence skills, for example, stress tolerance and impulse control and optimism, motivation. You know, there's 25 skills on here that this is the base of what my whole series eventually will end up being, 25 stories, each relating to one of these emotional intelligence skills. And as I write these stories and learn about each skill, I notice my own emotional intelligence rising. In fact, several years ago, after my book came out, I didn't even know that it was the self-confidence was under some umbrella emotional intelligence. The real estate company that I work with at Properties, they printed out these cards for us and they made us all take a emotional intelligence test and see where we score. And it turns out I actually scored very nicely on self-confidence. And I thought, oh, pretty good. I wrote a book about it. Hope I know something about it. But yet in other areas, I scored very low or very mediocre. And I said, wow, I really have to work on this. And the more I self-growth and work on those things myself, my world is starting to come together. And if I can help other children become, this is one book for one of the skills and eventually all of them, and help the parents to teach their child methods of how to raise their confidence, how to raise conflict management or relationship management inside of their own children, then their whole family unit is going to be happier. The whole world ends up looking rosier when everyone gets along. And having yes. high emotional intelligence helps create that peace. And it will eventually help, and I'm hoping, help to avoid all bullying that does happen in schools, because that comes from low self-confidence, low self-esteem. So if Absolutely. We can raise children to be brave and unafraid and confident and feel good about themselves, they're going to also do things that make other people feel good. They're going to be the person that's rising everybody up because they feel good. They want everyone around them to feel good, versus a person that doesn't feel that way ends up putting people down to try to make themselves feel better. And it's just, it creates that bad energy. So I want to create
right.
a more peaceful world, really. And this is where it all starts.
Absolutely. It's like my mission to stop a million parents from yelling at their kids, because that's such a destructive behavior. And what yeah. you're doing, and emotional intelligence, actually creates confident, self-secured adults that you know, have learned how to deal with all these emotions and feel worthy of success and worthy of love and worthy of happiness, instead of the opposite. Their life skills and you know, they are values that every one of us need.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love your mission of getting rid of the yelling. It's definitely, I was not the perfect mom. Still not. I'm always growing.
No one is the perfect mom.
Yelling was one of my go-tos. And about 4 years ago, I said to myself, I have to stop yelling. I learned what yelling does to children and how it actually kills confidence in a child. And I said, oh my, I'm raising confidence. So I better behave in a way that's going to raise the confidence of kids, you know? And so being able to control your emotions and talk to a child in a calm way is a huge part of being able to communicate effectively to help raise the confidence, listening to your child, hearing what they have to say, even if you don't agree with them, giving them the floor to speak and letting them be heard is very important, because when a child feels heard, they feel loved. And when they feel loved, they feel good about themselves, and they have that gives them a little bit of that confidence that they need. It fills their love bucket, is Gary Chapman.
When you're listening, be sure to really understand the emotion that they're feeling at the time. So listen intently, but understand their emotion that they're feeling, so that when you respond in a productive way. You recognize how they're feeling and you've listened, and so you have actually a solution.
And just for a parent to even be able to have the ability to sometimes listen, that's where their emotional intelligence themselves needs to be high enough so that they have that ability to even do that. So sometimes a parent has to work on themselves first in order to be able to give these gifts and pass them on to a child. And we're all gifted at different things. And sometimes we learn how to be better parents from seeing how our children are gifted in this emotional intelligence from birth, and somehow we squash it out of them. You know, emotional intelligence is one of those things that can grow and can be learned, versus IQ. You're kind of like born with that. So everybody, no matter where you're at, you always have an ability to grow and become better. And
like I've said to many people before and on many podcasts before, our brain doesn't fully develop until we're 25 years old. And what's planted in our brain is emotion, but not anything to regulate that emotion, to look at that emotion logically and figure out a proper response. None of that is there. It is our job as parents to teach our children. They are filled with emotion and they have no clue what to do with it. And if we're responding to them, and you know, when you yell, you respond because usually your child is disappointing you. So if you get disappointed and you yell at them, that's what you're teaching them to do. Everything you do, you're giving them permission to do. So if you have no understanding of your own emotional intelligence, you'll never be able to build theirs. And what's great is you're writing books about it. So yay, we all get to read them and grow from them, adults and children. So it's wonderful. So Arielle, tell everybody about your next book coming out. We kind of gave a hint about smiling.
Yes, my next book coming out is called Put on a Big Smile. And this one is about the dimension, the skill set of relationship management and building friends and building forever friends and relationships with others. And that all starts with the way you are as a person, and you got to give out your smile just to even attract people to come forward to even be interested in talking to you. So Put on a Big Smile is about this little grumpy chicken named Cuckoo, who is just having one of those grumpy days. And she learns how the power of her smile turns her entire world upside down into right, from upside down to right side up.
Smile is always contagious. I always say you can always hear a smile. You know, if you talk to someone on the phone, and you can tell when they're grumpy and they're not smiling, but somebody who's speaking, just like you can hear my voice because I'm smiling while I talk, it is a gift that you can learn to do, and you can give your kids that same gift to smile when you talk. And if you didn't know, it's really hard to whine and complain when you're smiling. It's nearly impossible. So when your children are whining at you, you can say, you know what, honey, I'd love to hear what you have to say, but you have to tell me with a smile. When I teach kids and I'm around all these kids and they want to complain about who knows what, I'll be like, fine, please tell me with a smile. They get frustrated. They usually walk away because you can't complain and smile at the same time. And then I'm like, great, whatever it is, you're going to work it out amongst yourselves. So smiling is a gift that lasts a lifetime, literally. And, you know, you'll create a much more calmer communication if you're smiling when you talk. I love that you're doing a book about it.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the big things that we do right now with I Am Brave and Unafraid, by the way, here's the cover for those that can see it, little boy on the
wonderful
front.
Wonderful. Love it. That's camping out, marshmallow, cooking marshmallows, roasting marshmallows.
Yeah, the whole theme of the camping came from being on the floor with that cover up over us, like we're in a sleeping bag. But one of the things that we have been doing since we started that book is giving away a book for every book that's purchased.
Hey, parents, just want to take a break from this podcast and ask you, are you tired of feeling like a bad parent and second guessing yourself all the time? Are you wondering how you can start becoming proactive instead of reactive so you're not yelling but calmly communicating to your kids? Overwhelmed with sorting through the myriad of parenting information that's out there and ready to set up a system that works for you now and in the future? How about instead we put a proven plan in place that will create more cooperation, more listening, more happiness in your home without all the drama? You can do it. Become a member of my Tranquility Tribe and start feeling confident and hopeful again. After all, we're raising adults, not children. And don't your kids deserve the best? So just go to mytranquilitytribe.com and let's get started on your vision today.
Through my website on Amazon, I don't have control over that. It's really nice. And then we get to put smiles on other kids' faces by giving those books away to other children. So it's one of those ways also that builds confidence in children, which is to do activities that are giving activities. So
this
component of the way that I've created this book has brought so many smiles to my face. So I think it's just natural that my next book ended up being about that.
Smiles. I love it. So speaking of your website, how can people order your book and where do they go reach out?
Sure. Well, if somebody wants a personalized signed book, those are all from my website, iambraveandunafraid.com. And those are my favorite ones to give out because for each of those, I do get to donate one. Otherwise, there are books on Amazon, of course. Those are all over. And on those books, the great thing is then if you leave a review on it, then everybody gets to see about that. So whenever you buy it, it's a great place to buy it. But iambraveandunafraid.com is a good place to start.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to have Arielle on one day on Pumped Up Parenting on Facebook, and she's going to read her book. So yay, we're excited for her to do that during one of our story times.
Yes, so anyway, my pleasure.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that you're going to do that. We're so glad you are here with us, and I'm looking forward to reading your book and reading your next book and all of your books because they're wonderful life skills that we can give to our children. And if you don't know how to really teach a certain thing, you know, under their umbrella of emotions, here you go. You have a great teaching tool, and books are forever and they're an adventure in every single one. So I always encourage parents to read more and read together and never forget that your kids are never too old to read aloud with. You can sit down with, I've sat down with my teenagers and I've read a book aloud. So they never grow out of that. So thank you, Arielle, for being here with I Am Brave and Unafraid. Wonderful, wonderful title and book. And
last
little bits of tidbits, advice, whatever that you want to let our listeners know.
I would say that if you are looking to help make your child more confident, then reach out to me directly if you'd like. I've got lots of tips and tricks that I'm starting to put on my website too, that you can go there to get ideas about how to help get rid of those nightmares in your child or how to help get your child to go down that slide or swim for the first time putting their face in the water. So I'm here to help. So just reach out to me and I do answer all the emails. So love to chat with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Please reach out and I'll have all of Arielle's links on the podcast description so you can find them easily. Yes, let's make some more confident, wonderful, happy, brave, and courageous kids. I love it. I love it because you know what brave and courageous kids grow up to be? Brave and courageous and confident adults. So yay for you, Arielle. Thank you for blessing this world with your imagination and your intelligence. And I appreciate you being here on the podcast.
Well, I appreciate being here, Celia. You are so sweet. All your words. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And all of you listeners out there, go to IamBraveAndUnafraid.com to find her books. You know, my books can be found at celiasbooks.com. And in the meantime, as always, guys, I wish you days filled with peace, love, and tons of laughter, because it really is the best medicine. So laugh a lot. It's great stuff. And I'll see you here next time on the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast and being a part of my mission to stop a million parents from yelling at their kids. Be sure to head over to pumpedupparenting.com and grab your free copy of the Patience Playbook. Wishing there was a manual for your toddler? Well, great news. Now there is. Pick up your copy of Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, plus my three new children's books at celiasbooks.com. That's celiasbooks.com. If you're loving this podcast, please feel free to share it with your friends and pay it forward. And also leave a review so I know who you are and can thank you personally. Tune in next time for more tips, advice, and strategies as you continue to pump up your parenting and create childhoods that everyone in your family can blossom from. Have yourself a really happy, fun day. Bye-bye.